Hey guys, Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation review. Today we're going to be reviewing the Nomad Therapy Maduro. As you can see, it is a short Robusto, which I'm pretty excited about. You can see I'm wearing a hoodie today. The reason I'm wearing a hoodie today is because it's super cold, even for Canadian, it's super cold for September. So as you can see, it's got that nice dark wrapper leaf on there. As you can see, the Nomad Therapy Maduro has a Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper. You can see that really dark, rich wrapper on there. Binder is a Habano Jalapa, and the filler is Nicaraguan. Again, it's a short Robusto, so it's 4.5 inches by 50 ring gauge, and the MSRP is only $6.95, which is a great price. So pretty excited to get into this. I'm going to do a couple passes in the nose here, see what we can pick up. So it's got that really rich broadleaf smell to it. You know, it's like earthy and leather. It's got hay and cedar in the foot. Pretty excited to try this one out. So we'll get toasting, get lighting, see what we can find here. We'll do our my pre-light ritual here. So toaster up. Of course, works better if I have a lighter that's full. Switch over to my other lighter. Making sure not to scorch the heck out of the wrapper. It's really, really damp out here today. It's been raining all day. It's been raining all weekend. Guess fall has finally come. My trusty V-cutter. I would say the draw is slightly on the tight side. Nothing to be concerned about. Got a little bit of spices in the cold draw. I tend not to do a lot of cold draws anymore. You know, it can tell me a little bit about the tobacco, but honestly, you know, I just get eager to light up and start smoking, so it's not really going to make much of a difference, I think, for me. Almost ready to go here. Really nice start. A little bit of leather. That rich broadleaf sweetness. Getting a little bit of dry cedar after the draw. Do a retrohale and see what we can get. Not getting as much spices on this as I would have expected on a Pennsylvania broadleaf. I'm sure that once the first settles in here, I'll probably pick up some more, but right now it's a little muted. I'm going to make some notes here because I'm going to forget if I don't. Really great smoke production. You know, I've smoked a lot of Nomads. Big fan of Nomad cigars. I would be wearing the shirt today if it wasn't so cold out. So there we go. Starting to get some of the spices. A little bit of lingering pepper. It's about a medium minus right now. Great start. Probably would love a coffee with this, even if it's an iced coffee. Be good to sort of counterbalance the pepper, the spices. Bourbon might be good as long as it's not too spicy of a bourbon. There's lots of bourbon there. Elijah Craig, we just had on the sharing or pairing shows, might be an excellent pick here. Rob, standby root beer, always a good choice. So settling into the first third now, pepper is still a medium minus. I can tell it's going to start to build because I'm really tasting the pepper post-draw now. It's really lingering on the back of my tongue. It's nice. I mean, if you like, you know, broadleaf, that peppery broadleaf, this is a good choice. A little bit of leather aftertaste as well. Not blown away on the retrohale, which is nice. Leaves my nasal cavity intact, which is always a plus. But I am only, you know, a couple minutes in right now. So there's a pretty good likelihood that's going to build in intensity the further I get along. 15 minutes in now, getting a little bit of cedar, sort of a light plus cedar into the profile now. Really enjoyable first third, sort of a classic Maduro. You know, it's not going to blow you away for complexity, but at $6.95, you're not really expecting it to blow you away for complexity. You're looking for a solid Maduro, and this is definitely a solid Maduro. Still some lingering pepper. Didn't really build up in strength as much as I was expecting, so it's still, you know, medium, maybe slightly above medium for pepper. just a solid Enduro. I do wish I had something to pair with it, rum, root beer, something a little sweet to take the edge off, offset the leather a little bit, but a good first third. We'll see how this progresses as it gets closer to the middle third. So about 20 minutes in, very enjoyable, starting to switch from the first third to the middle third. A little bit of sweet cedar coming through as it transitions from the first third to the middle third. I am freezing my balls off, even with the hoodie on. I should probably have my my toque, which is a beanie to Americans. It's a toque. We own it. So far, so good. Ended up getting some water. Again, I think it'd be really, really good to pair this with some rum or root beer. But in the interest of keeping my palate clean, I don't do any pairings when I'm doing a review, just water. So just at the 35-minute mark, nicely into the middle third here, getting some cedar and earth. Again, both subtle, not overpowering. On the retrohale, I'm getting some spicy cedar. It's a light plus, so it's not super strong. Really tasty Maduro. Still freezing my tail off out here, so the short Robusto is very much appreciated. All right, the middle third kind of winding down here. Leather is more pronounced, kind of expected with a Maduro. You tend to get a lot of leather in the middle third, especially as it winds down to the last third. Still some great spiciness, which is adding to it. Enjoyable. I mean, again, can't say enough that I enjoy the short Robusto, especially on a day like today when it's super cold. Just really balanced. Spicy cedar on the retro. Very enjoyable. So I'm going to keep smoking, get into the last third, and see what the last third has to offer up. All right, just past the 1 hour mark, right into the last third here. Still enjoying it very much. Bit of a transition on the flavor profile to a sweet leather, getting some dry cedar finish to it. Retrohale still has some light plus spices. Really enjoyable, and I think the Nomad Maduro Therapy is going to be a pretty easy pick for a 5-pack. I would definitely smoke these and pair these up all day long. Very enjoyable. Appreciate you guys tuning in to another Cigar Federation review. Make sure to check out the written review on CigarFederation.com. If you like the videos, make sure to like them and subscribe to our channel to get the latest content delivered to you. Thanks.